Coming up on TMS PM, does a Wendy poop in the woods?
You want to bathe in my what now?
Ask your baby first.
Stop being dumb, Utah tourists.
Penis versus arson is not a good trade.
Penis versus arson. Come in, arson. Penis. App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of the Morning Stream PM.
This is the Morning Stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to TMS. This is the PM edition happening on Friday, May 11th, 2018. Scott Johnson here with Brian Ibbett. Hi.
Hi, Scott Johnson. How are you?
Well, I've spent the last 2 days recovering from a major server hack.
That sucks.
Here's some advice I would give. So for the longest time, and this is still true, I think, of a lot of what you're doing as well, although you probably have some better managed servers. But for the longest time, I just used like, oh, here's DreamHost or here's whoever, and I'll set up my own little WordPress thing and put my own templates in there and have somebody custom do some stuff for it. And it's all been fine. And I did that for years. And most of the time, it's just like, I don't want to bother with it. I don't want to look at it. I want it to work. And then I want to make content, and then I'll post some content on there, but I don't want to deal with it, right?
Right.
As time went on, the shows and the sites and stuff got more and more popular, and as a result, the hosts that I was using were saying, you can't be here anymore. Remember all the way back in the Bluehost thing?
I totally remember that, yeah. And it's funny because I use Bluehost for everything, still do, still really like them, but I know that you had many problems with them.
Many.
Kind of boycotting them a little bit for a while, but
I'm sure they're fine now, but anyway, they're not the kind of service that I needed because I was outgrowing those pants. They just were weird about it.
And you were pulling down so many downloads and that sort of thing.
Just got bigger and bigger, so I moved to another host. Same thing happened to them. They're like, yeah, we're not really equipped for this. Okay. I'll move to another host. Did that again. We're not equipped for this, so I moved to the final solution. I shouldn't say final solution.
The final solution.
This is what I did with my website. I got an AWS instance. Basically, it's my own virtual hunk of internet provided by Amazon Web Services. Now, with a solution like that, there is no managed anything. There are no people around. You use AWS if you are going to do something. Sometimes big, sometimes small, but you usually need to have people who know what they're doing in there. I have a few people who know, but it's all virtual environment stuff. None of it's, there's no control panel. There's no dashboard.
No, you get an SSH tunnel to access it.
That's it.
And do stuff with it, and that's it.
That's all you get. That's all they give you. And that's fine. That's what I was fine with. And by the way, podcast files, RSS, and podcast show files, MP3s, are all still there. I'm still using it for that because they're untouched by this problem. Mm-hmm. The problem is I had a couple of WordPress installs and, let's see, two or three of those, and then what else? Oh, and then the forums.
Sure.
And they're what got some weird exploit in the database. They got to all of it that way and creamed it. It started at the beginning was just like weird links. Like you'd hit next on the comic page for my webcomic and it would take you to some fake thing with fake porn, fake whatever. It was not my site.
Real porn.
No, it was all fake porn. No,
fake
I don't know.
Porn?
It might've been real porn.
Fake nudes.
And I was never able to reproduce the porn links, but a lot of people were writing in saying, yeah, I'm getting porn. All I got was some weird Spanish site thing. So anyway, started that way, got worse and worse and worse. Basically, they just ate me. And as a result, I had to move some stuff around. So now what I have done is I've got that solution for static files, RSS feeds, podcasts. There's no database involved. Mm-hmm. It's all RSS. Easy peasy. You can't hack that stuff unless you destroy the world or whatever.
And even if you do, really easy to wipe and replace.
Yeah, no big deal. Got it all. Have all my files. Have the RSS feeds. Literally, I can have it all up and again. You know, and I have the bandwidth now, or I can do it in an afternoon. So all of that stuff's good. But the comic site destroyed. So if you now go to myextralife.com, it will take you somewhere, but it's now called mydrawings.com, and it's all the comics, it's all up to date, it's all there, so you're still there. So I've used this, Brian, as a bit of a break. I've said, you know what, let's pull the Band-Aid off, because for years, since like 2008 or 9 or so, I have had this non-public but kind of internal fight with the Extra Life charity people. They came along, and then there was brand confusion, because I had My Extra Life and the comic called Extra Life since 2001. And when they came along, it created this really weird confusion, and people were always confusing the two of us, and then I'd get messages, and they were supposed to get them, and all
and
this
it's
weird
hard
stuff.
To get mad at them, because they're a charity. Like, it's hard to be like, knock it off, cease and desist, like, oh, you guys are helping people too. All right, well, okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it either. I'm not going to go to them and go, hey, place that does great things for kids with cancer.
Exactly.
I'm like, I was never going to do that. I'm not that kind of guy. Right. I think they're a great charity too, by the way. I think they're awesome and should be supported. But there was always this little thing in the background. Mm-hmm. So I used this as an opportunity and went, all right, it was good knowing you. I mean, you can still go to myextralife.com and it'll take you right to the comics and stuff, but it's now at mydrawings.com. That may eventually all fold into to frogpants.com, but there's some integration stuff there. So anyway, for now, the point is all that content is there, plus some. So there's some other stuff there too. But I'm doing it all and the store is not moved yet, but it's going to move to be integrated on there. So they don't have to leave to get things. I'm going to do the whole thing in one place, and I'm doing it all on Squarespace. I'm not bothering anymore with servers and databases and all that BS. It's 2018, damn it. And, like, here's the other thing. Here's the other Band-Aid rip. Yeah. The forums have been forever in the back of my mind is this thing where it's just kind of sitting there smoldering, like, why do we have that? What is the point of me paying for? Because I was paying for that. Like, why are we buying? Why am I re-upping this every year to a new version? Why do I have to pay for these patches? Are people really using it in the era of Twitter, Facebook groups,
especially
Discord, Slack, all this stuff? Yeah. Like, we're connected in a thousand ways. I haven't even been in my own forums for the last like 5 years straight.
You haven't even visited your own forums.
No, and I know people are using them. I mean, but they're not using them like they used to. It used to be hundreds of thousands of posts, and it's not that they went away. They just moved to these other things. So, so I'm decided to rip that band out. I'm not even going to care. We're not setting up new forums. No. We're done. That is an era past, and I realize there's some history there. 2000, there's like actually like 99 when those forums started.
Oh, wow.
So they're old, but the internet's ephemeral. Poof, gone. Poof, like a fart in the wind. Poof. So I don't like forums anyway. Like, forums are a pain in the butt. They're hard to manage. They're an old way of doing the internet. We're done. We're done with it. It's off. Out. Yeah. So that Band-Aid, rip that one off. Easy, so I almost could thank the hackers for that one, honestly. Little part of me wants to send them a note and some flowers and saying, thanks, guys. I wasn't, you know, it was like a storage unit where you have some stuff in it you don't want to go through. And you just sort of like, ugh, and you're out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly,
that's how it was.
Like, oh, the storage place just caught on fire. Well, I did, you know, maybe they're doing me a favor. Now I don't have to worry about storing that collection of lamps that I had stored in there.
Right. Like, it just, I don't know, my thinking has changed about it, and it has for a few years now, and now they made it easy. Now, if this had happened in 2009, people's heads would be wrong. We'd be all freaking out. But this is a different time, folks. We've moved past it. All right, so that's the main thing. The other thing was what? What else? That's it. Oh, and FilmSack is now over parked at frogpants.com because it also got, it was one of the WordPress installs, and it was also hit. So,
bummer.
Bottom line is, I'm letting the professionals deal with the end game. Yeah. I just need the content up. That's it. That's all I need. I don't need to go, now how has this exception error happened with the PHP and the MySQL? I don't need that anymore. I'm done. Right. I'm done. Not a developer.
You know what? And it's funny because usually Squarespace is a sponsor of a podcast, right? I mean, that seems to be one of the most frequent sponsors. We've had them here.
Sure, we've had them on here before. Sure.
Yeah.
But they're big. They do.
You think you just gave the best Squarespace ad read?
Yeah.
We've ever had.
I'll give them one better. I went and looked at what else is going on with competitors for that, like Wix and all these other ones. Mm-hmm. They're still the best. Like, they are really elegant and make a nice product. It's nice.
If I needed that sort of thing, that's absolutely where I'd go. My stuff is all on DigitalOcean, which is very, very similar to Amazon Web Services. It's very, very much like AWS. You get a chunk of land, mm-hmm. and it's up to you to build your house and run your irrigation,
yeah.
and put up a mailbox and build a road to it and all that stuff.
Yeah, you're like a pioneer. You're like a pioneer in Oregon in 1822, man.
Yep, exactly.
Like, here, you can have the land rush, but then once you get there, you dig your own well. Right. We're not giving you it. Yeah, and that's cool. And for you, are you doing a lot of freelance and web development and like?
Totally. And
you
and
have
also,
to do that. I get it.
Squarespace wouldn't be able to do one of the things that I need my site to do, which is the whole cover song database portion.
Right. You have a very custom thing there. Mm-hmm. I mean, Funk could probably make I don't know if he does, because Squarespace has an API now, so you can make plugins for Squarespace.
I don't know if that'd
work or not. But that doesn't matter. Yeah. The point is, you're already a guy that knows this stuff. You're in, you're good, you're good.
I don't know if I know it. I probably know it about as well as you do. I know how to pull up terminal in Mac, type SSH, what did I do? What's that?
See, what people aren't going to know, they're not going to know this about me, but back in 2002 or 3, mm-hmm. I wrote my entire comic site in PHP.
Did you really? So you know PHP.
I know it. I know the very
basics. You know it at the time anyway.
I doubt very much it was the most secure thing on earth, but I was good enough about database entry and extraction, and I knew enough about simple Boolean sort of yes or no sort of actions. Mm-hmm. If somebody chose this in a menu, it would display, you know, you pull down A, you'd get B. Like, I knew enough to make a navigatable, functional website, and I was very proud of it. But like the comment system I made, and I also made a comment system, was super janky. Like, people could put like errant code in there. Like, it was all jacked up. My point is that for me, this kind of stuff is now like building my own gaming PC.
I used to love it.
It was like,
it used to be fun. It's like, oh yeah, I'm going to build my own. I'm going to put my own graphics card in there. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, just give me a doghouse system. Just give me something.
Yeah. No, anything. Like, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to create on these platforms, not mm-hmm. make the platforms anymore.
And it's not because the building it and doing that stuff is bad. It's the maintaining it. It's the, oh, now a new version of this just came out, or a new virus that you've got to worry about, and you've got to install this software so that you can block this virus. Like, no, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. I don't mind setting up. I don't mind building the computer, mm-hmm. but I want somebody else to come in and maintain it.
Yeah. Like, it's just a new stage in my life. That's all. And I feel like everybody gets there eventually. Like, yeah. I know I'm not the only one, but then there are those people who really like doing that all the time. Like Todd Whitehead, he will forever make everything he does.
Totally. Yeah.
And he should, because that's that guy. That's him. There's plenty of people that are like, oh, I couldn't podcast and edit and do all that. I just want to talk on the mic. Well, I mm-hmm. enjoy the back end of that. So mm-hmm. I get that there's levels, and I'm not saying this is for everybody, but I am done with it. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm going to embrace the future because it's here. Okay.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no need for me to go, ooh, let's see if I can get the freaking the JavaScript to do what I... No, I don't want to anymore. But I used to know enough where I dabbled, and that was fun for whatever that was worth back in the day.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. I didn't mean to go off on that rant, but it feels good to be kind of on the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
I am doing this to the forums. We're good.
That is you washing your hands of them.
Yeah. And by the way, like, I seriously, 10 years ago, people would be screaming my name like bloody murder.
Oh, right. What? The forums? But that's how we were communicating here. And yeah. that's how we were doing this. And
that was everything for people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now they're everywhere. So they're just like, oh, they're cool. I liked them while they were there. I had a guy in Discord today go, oh, I'm sad to see him go, but I don't really like him.
I'm sad that they don't exist anymore, but yeah. I never visited them.
Yeah. Jaro Man or Aro Man or however you say your name. Laro Man.
Laro Man. Uh-huh.
In the chat says, how about the domain? It still exists. MyExtraLife.com still gets you there. I just forward it now.
I'm amazed. You must have already had my drawings.
Yeah, like, I've owned that for years and years and years.
I was going to say, yeah.
I've had it, and nice. I've never had a good use for it. In fact, mm-hmm. the only time I did have a use was back forever ago. It's like 05. Temporarily anyway, I was working with a programmer guy named Dennis. That's a long story. But anyway, Dennis would, he made this thing where you could get, you remember this? You may remember this. You could go onto a web page, and with your mouse, you could draw inside of a square, and that would be your square. You own that square now. And if you panned out, there were a whole bunch of other squares. He built this thing to be that. So mydrawings.com was originally a communal drawing board.
Oh, that's cool. And you can zoom in and see people's drawings. And
yep. And guess what? Oh, it turned into be in the end.
Porn.
all penises all the time.
Really?
I mean, you couldn't pull photos in, so it wasn't like porn, yeah. But it was like, that's all anyone did was draw
people
wieners.
People drawing penises.
It was pretty cool. It was kind of like the $1 million ad thing, except our idea was to just draw it forever, and it could go infinitely in all these directions, and I'll bet if we'd kept at it, it would be so cool today. Like, it'd be so badass, but there were just lots of wieners, and he gave up. Basically, he got burned out and quit doing it, and I don't know how to do that, so I just took the domain back, but I've got like a handful of domains I've always wanted to do something good with. Mydrawings.com is a perfect one. It'll all work out in the end, everybody. It'll all work out.
It'll all be fine. It's all good. It's all good.
My sister Wendy, the reason she wasn't here yesterday, people have been asking, what happened to Wendy? You guys were vague. And we were.
Well, because we didn't know. Or I didn't know anyway.
No, like, neither.
Adam was vague when he sent me the message.
Yeah, we call him Vague Adam for a reason. she was on some, speaking of bike rides and your whole thing.
Yeah.
She was on a big, long bike ride through the forest of Sweden, some forest in Sweden, with 150 teenage girls.
Oh, my God.
So some kind of youth group thing she volunteered for, which is great. It's Wendy. She's always doing that. But she's
Welcome
running these.
To my greatest high school dream as well as my greatest adult nightmare.
Totally. So she was in charge with a couple of other adults to take them through this course and then get them back to where they needed to be. The problem is they got completely lost in the woods. Completely. Oh, no. So that's why she wasn't home. She ended up not getting home for like 4 hours later than she thought she was going to. And while they were out there, they couldn't get cell service for part of it. Then when they could, nobody could remember passwords of things like Skype and stuff because regular calls didn't work. So it was just about like a horrible movie nightmare. But they got out. And the woods of Sweden, apparently, from movies I've seen, are scary and huge. So that's what happened, for those who were wondering what happened to Wendy yesterday.
Wow.
She apologized. She sends her deepest condolences.
Pretty darn funny.
Yeah.
That's probably the best reason for missing the show ever that we've had on TMS.
I agree. I'm not going to disagree with that. I completely agree. All right, guys. It's time for this.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
All right. We got the afternoon news for you here.
Mm-hmm. Brought to you by Match.com.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Brian, Brian gave up Grindr and now is back to Match. There you go.
This is a good lead into the story.
Yeah. Someone says, so that's what Wendy does in the woods. She gets lost. That'll be the new thing you say. Someone will say, hey, do you want to see Avengers again? You go, does Wendy get lost in the woods? Which means you want to go.
Right, of course. Yeah. Does a therapist get lost in the woods?
Yeah. Does a therapist poop in the woods? Anyway. A woman, accused of sending 65,000 text messages after her first date. You may have a stalker if this happens
to
you.
Wow.
An Arizona woman. Does she have a power? We haven't done powers in a while. Give her one.
Impervious to heat because she lives in Arizona. Also likes cactus. Excelsior.
Oh, man. You know how sad it's going to be when Stanley finally kicks it?
Because it's going to happen it's going to happen sooner than we want it to happen. We don't want it to happen at all.
No.
Which obviously means any time it happens is going to be sooner than we want it to happen. But it's going to happen sooner than
any minute now, probably.
Yes.
Any minute. Anyway, an Arizona woman accused of sending all these text messages to this man she met online and then thought she had met her soulmate. Paradise Valley police arrested Jacqueline Aides, age 31, on Tuesday of suspicion of stalking and harassing a man she met online, according to the Maricopa County court documents. The courts say that she's from Phoenix originally, visited the man's home and office while flooding his phone with threatening text messages. She began stalking the man last summer shortly after meeting him through a dating website, according to the documents. She told reporters in a jailhouse interview Thursday that she quickly fell in love with the man. Quote, I felt like I met my soulmate and I thought we would just do what everybody else did and we would get married and everything would be fine. She's suspected of sending him about 65,000 text messages, 500 in a single day. When a reporter asked whether Aides recognized that sending thousands of text messages seemed threatening, she responded that love is not perfect. The quote was, I love him, she said.
Love's not perfect. Sometimes it takes 65,000 text messages to turn a man around.
Creeps me out.
Oh my God. It's funny because you'd see this picture and say, oh, well, she seems like a perfectly, you know, nice person. But when you frame it in the context of 65,000 messages, it's like then you start seeing the staring eyes and mm-hmm. the.
Yeah. I don't like it.
No.
Gives me the creepazoids. Yeah. There's a couple of the texts. Here's one. Multiple death threats, including this one. This is a text. Oh, what would I do with your blood? I want to bathe in it. Ooh.
You know what? I got a text message from Veronica a long time ago that says, I'll paint your face with my blood. So that doesn't seem so weird.
No. No, it's not so weird. Now that we know Veronica's done it.
Yeah.
She's supposed to appear in court
soon.
Totally
normal.
She gives me the willies. I don't like this person.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you, have we had this conversation about any stalkery type girls we may have known, like in high school or something? Did you ever have anybody who was like,
never really had anybody that I would label stalkery. And I hope none of them would label me as stalkery. I feel like I was pretty good about that sort of thing. And I picked wisely.
You did all right then.
It's pretty good. Yeah. I think when stuff was over, I made sure it was well known to them. It was understood to them that it was over. And
well, Shout out to Paula. She may be listening. She's the one in high school. I think I told you about her. The one in the middle of the night showed up with a yellow bear, put a knife through its chest and set it on fire.
And put it on the doorstep. Yeah.
That's the worst I ever had.
That
was rough.
Yeah. Never had anything even close to that.
And a couple of listener things, but those were years ago. Nothing too bad.
Listener stalkers?
Yeah, like the first naked person kept hounding me all the time. Mm-hmm. And I kept saying, you know, I just show these pictures to my wife and laugh. I told them that.
I'm counting on it.
Oh, man. My dad was so mad at me that night that the bear showed up because he comes running out of his bedroom in his underwear going, what the hell's going on out here? At 2:30 in the morning, I'm like, I don't know, Dad. And we see flames flickering light through the windows. We open it up. A bear, knife in its chest, ketchup on it to look like blood, and a note that says, I love you.
Are you sure her name isn't the name of this Arizona woman?
Well, unless her name is, she's changed it from Paula. I'm pretty sure not. And this Paula girl was really short compared to me, so I think, and I don't know why we went on like a date. That was it. And nothing happened either. I've told you she's the one that spread around that I had given her a baby, that she was pregnant. She was never pregnant, first of all.
Right. Oh, geez. That's the.
But she. Bad time. Did not enjoy that time. All right. Here's a good one. See what you like about this one. Sexual educator is the name of this lady.
Okay. All right. Sexual educator.
Sure. New suggestion.
Wake up.
Wake up. Let's do it.
I'm doing, what's it called? I'm doing Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing.
Oh, that's pretty good. You should sing us a verse, can you?
Well, the funny thing is the next line is, let's make love tonight. And that just didn't seem appropriate for this for this article.
Probably not.
Because you do it right.
Says here that
you know what song, by the way, I was listening to 80s on 8, Sirius XM, Channel 8, all 80s music. And it's all like, we pick a band and then we play the most popular song by that band from the 80s, right? So it's not, you're not going to hear any deep cuts. But of course, they play Berlin on there.
Sure.
And they play that song, Sex, I'm a dot, 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 right? It's the one that goes, I'm a man, I'm a virgin, I'm a man. Well, I'm your mother, I'm a man. And then it gets to the point where she goes, I'm a little girl. And the guy should just go, nope, I'm out.
Song ends, and he just walks out.
Exactly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, not today. Not this day and age.
No. I don't even think then. They got away with it. Right. But, so-called sexuality experts' bizarre diaper advice is being dumped on. Good job, Edmonton Sun. You ever been there?
Bizarre diaper advice. Okay. Can't wait to hear about this.
You been to the Edmonton Sun before? Is that a place you've been?
No, I have not.
All right.
No, only the Toronto Sun and the Toronto Star are the only two Canadian newspapers I ever installed in.
You ever been to the Arizona Sun or the Phoenix Sun?
I have.
Sun?
Arizona Republic.
Republic. Oh, the Sun's the basketball team.
Yeah. Well, no, the Phoenix Suns. think there was an Arizona Sun. There might have been a smaller newspaper.
Was there one called the Sun?
Yeah, there might have been. But I was the Arizona Republic I installed at, and the Mesa Times.
Mesa.
Oh, Phoenix Gazette I installed at. I think Mesa Times.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Sounds like a thing to do.
If I could use your phone.
Yeah. This lady is named Deanne Carson. She recently appeared on ABC News and has drawn some ire after she suggested, and she's just gone too far in my opinion, mm-hmm. that parents should ask their baby for permission before changing their soiled nappy. Excuse me, Junior. It appears you have created a brownie. I would like to know if it's okay with you if I change your diaper and remove said brownie.
May we make remove the squish from your diaper? Is that all right? Would that be okay with you?
And I understand what she's saying. If they're, well, I'll read on. Yeah. We work with children from 3 years old. That's weird. Work with children from 3 years old, meaning 3 years old and on?
Anyway. And on, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We work with parents from birth, Carson told a surprised ABC News anchor. We just about how to set up a culture of consent in their homes. All right, now I understand what she's saying. And I don't want to blow it out of proportion too much because it's easy to just take this on the surface and rip on her. What she's saying is create a culture of having children help them understand what consent is. Mm-hmm. Consent is important. As they get older, this will matter to them. I mean, in our house growing up, teaching my kids, my girls especially, boys too, but whatever, Nick came later. I got the pattern down by the time I got to Nick. But with the girls, I was very careful to talk about what that means and you know, why it's important for them to always feel empowered to say no to douchebags and things like that. And so that was a big deal in our house. Mm-hmm. I just think she's a little nutty for saying it should start with you asking your baby if you can change their poopy diaper or not. Because I don't think when they're in the poopy stage, they'll even... Yeah. They don't know what you're saying!
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, building the foundation early on, absolutely a great idea. Smart. But not that early on. You're not they're not capturing permission questions.
Right. And if they're three or four and they're still not potty trained, you have other issues. There's other stuff to fix, like a kid who's not potty trained soon enough.
Exactly, yes.
That's number one. Number two, even if you are talking to a soiled diaper four-year-old and they are communicating back with you, they don't understand and shouldn't maybe quite yet that what you're talking about, like what you're talking about is still a couple years away. 7 years old or so is when we started first having the kinds of talks you can have with kids at that age.
Yep.
To help them start to learn how to understand it and what's going on. And then you build it from there. Four-year-old's just going to go, can we get candy after this? Like, they don't know. Oh, I'm so irritated. My hack site is making me irritated at everything. I'm feeling it right now.
It's funny that the sexuality educator got you triggered. Like,
got me.
The 65,000 text message woman. Nah, but it's the diaper lady.
Well, the texter lady just freaks me out. That's all.
Well, you also, by the way, it's really not a choice. You know, asking permission when you're not really, when you really don't care about the answer. Like if the baby all of a sudden, no, you're not going to say, okay, I'll check back with you in a couple hours and see how you feel then.
Yeah.
Like, no, this diaper's my diaper. I would prefer you not to remove my poo. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I agree. No, sorry. No,
I agree. It's just a little stretch too far. That's all.
Yeah.
A snowmass man.
I can see. He's a man made of a massive snow.
Massive snow.
I can totally see where you're going with
sure.
that.
Sure. This is actually a Colorado town, right?
Yeah.
Snowmass man was roommates or whose roommates drew a phallic symbol on his face. So, you know, drunk, asleep.
Sure.
Whatever.
Yep.
Now has pled guilty to starting their garage on fire in retaliation.
Oh, wow. So you drew penises on my face. I'm going to set the garage on fire.
Yeah. I'm going to commit arson. Just about even, right?
Yeah.
25-year-old village man pleaded guilty to felony arson Monday and was sentenced to 2 years in probation for setting a fire to retaliate against a roommate who drew a phallus on his face after he had passed out. Stephen Elmore, do you know him?
No.
Okay. Pleaded guilty. I mean, I just figure all Coloradans know
each other. Right, we all know each other. We all bump into each other at the dispensaries and stuff. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Fourth degree arson in exchange for a plea deal that calls for the felony conviction to be wiped from his criminal record if he stays out of trouble for the duration of the probation. According to the police affidavit filed in the county, he discovered the drawings and confronted one of the men present. His female roommate eventually admitted she drew it on his face. Elmore then went downstairs to his room next to the garage and eventually started a fire in that garage. The judge says this. Here's the quote. District judge.
Oh, I think it's even better that a guy with a penis on his face is setting the fire. It's not like a few days later after he's washed it off. He's like the penis face arsonist.
Yeah. He's got a little can of lighter fluid and a match.
I'm going to show them.
That's really funny. The judge in the case says, quote, the drawings on Mr. Elmore's face were reprehensible and not to be condoned, but the retaliation was significantly out of proportion, unquote. So there you go.
Submitting a show title, penis-faced arsonist.
That's pretty good. Don't forget that. Bang S.
Bang S.
And then finally, a dumb tourist keeps throwing 200-million-year-old dinosaur fossils into a Utah reservoir. I had to be fair and do a Utah story right after the Denver
little
story.
Balance. Good. I like that. Yep.
Job of John Hansen, a park manager at the Red Fleet State Park in Utah. Shouldn't be nearly as complicated as it's becoming. Part of Hansen's job is to keep people from ruining the park, which should be as straightforward considering the park has a lot of rock and water and desert and that sort of thing. However, one of the park's main attractions is its impressive dinosaur collection of tracks, which have been preserved in 200-million-year-old rock. So they are still there these haven't been removed and put in a museum.
Right. They're there so people can walk along the shore and check them out and look at them.
And I've seen these. They're awesome. I saw them when I was a kid a bunch of times. They're super cool to be around that stuff. According to the Tribune, they're seeing an uptick in vandalism of the precious fossils, which tourists are picking up as large stone slabs and throwing them into the nearby reservoir. Perhaps the most frustrating at all is the vandals don't even realize what they're doing.
I pick up rock, throw it in water.
This is good. The park reportedly considered hiring a diving team to swim down and get them. Fortunately, the rocks are likely heavily damaged from, and in some cases completely destroyed because of the water and because of the way that would ruin the sandstone stuff.
Break up and stuff. Oh, yeah, sandstone.
So the recovery effort would probably be in vain and would cost a bunch of money for nothing. Anyway, people are pissed. The vandalism has spiked, they say, over the last 6 months or so. It's unclear how many of the fossils have been really lost forever. That sucks. Mm-hmm.
I'm totally one to pick up. I'm next to a lake and I see a nice flat rock. I'm going to pick that rock up and try and do, you know, the skippy thing, like go make it go choo, 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 and see how many skips I can get.
Yeah.
But I know that if I'm in a dinosaur national park, like a dinosaur track, like it's a protected area. Absolutely, I'm going to treat it with a lot more respect. I'm probably even going to be very careful about, like, tiptoeing around where I walk and make sure I'm not stepping on fragile fossils and stuff.
Yeah.
Come on.
Plus, they have signs there. Read them.
Right.
And I realize that if enough people pull them apart, they start to not look like tracks, so you don't know what you're throwing as a fossil, but damn it. Bunch of college kid butthole wiener cheeses. Get your poop in gear. We're going to take a break. When we come back, app time, we're going to play a little thing from Dan that he sent us and also take your Twitter questions at the Ask TMS hashtag. If you haven't used it, do it now because we'll still take them. That's Ask TMS. Sure. I usually put out a tweet earlier, but I forgot today. Too much stuff going on. But before that, music and song from Brian.
Yes. I'm excited about this. I'm always excited about playing an indie in the middle, but this one I've been holding on to for a while, since the end of last month. Big thanks to Lois from Sunny Day Vibrations, a small artist-run label that has this 60s-influenced band called The Details. It's kind of like a modern-day Pet Sounds if the Beach Boys were influenced by heavy rockers like The Who or The Beatles or Raspberry's Big Star, Simon and Garfunkel. Kind of modern surf music, and I totally love this. They just came out with their newest single, which is a cover. It's a cover in the middle, a cover of the Beach Boys song Girls on the Beach, featuring Steve Kalinich on vocals, who wrote for all three of the Wilson brothers. He wrote for Paul McCartney. He collaborated with Brian May of Queen. This guy's done some great stuff. And hope you love theremin, because this is filled with it. Here are The Details and the song Girls on the Beach.
Thank you.
Are those guys okay? Do you think they're okay?
That sounded like they had a little stroke at the end of that song. I
yeah, love it. A little worried about it. Is all.
I don't know. I love surf music, but I love surf music that isn't just like, you know, staying within, coloring completely within the lines like the Beach Boys did. Mm. I really like the way that strays out and you get some discord with some of the part of the guitar and the theremin. I'm digging it.
Yeah, his is really weird, different.
Yeah,
but I think I might have actually liked it. Not 100%
I've actually,
sure.
Because it sits in the folder I use for requests. As I'm listening to things that I may be playing on the show, yeah. It'll jump to the next track when that one's done. I won't have a chance to like catch it. So I've heard this thing maybe about 6 times since I put it in the list of like, all right, here's something I need to play. And every time it comes up, I let the whole thing play. I'm like, okay, I love this. And I like it more and more every time I listen
wow,
to it.
Wow, all right. Well, there you go. A look inside the mind of Brian Ibbett and how that thing functions.
Not a lot of dark crevices to look into.
That's right.
App Slappy.
All right, time to talk about apps. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Scott's going to talk about a thing that's not a game.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I was talking to an app developer the other day, and they said that app stuff is flat for developers right now. Like, horrible. But
oh, really?
Only outside of games. Like, if you're making a notes app or some kind of cool productivity thing or whatever, just count on being poor. But if you're making games, you're going to be rich.
Gotcha. So the boom is only still happening for games.
Yeah, that's at least the talk that I heard. Anyway, but who knows? He's one guy. He may not have the whole story.
What does he know?
He may not know anything. I'm here to sing the praises of something, though. So a lot of people have been emailing me and tweeting me and saying, hey, did you ever say the brand of the cameras you bought on Amazon, and do they work well? And
oh, yeah, right.
Well, a fan is responsible for me queuing in on these as a solution, and I am happy to say they seem really rad so far. Now, some don't like them because they don't like anything that shoots your video up to a cloud service and then keeps it there for a period of time and then deletes it after a while. It's like cloud DVR, basically.
Sure.
I don't care. What are they going to do with this shot of my garage?
Right, exactly. Ah, I can see his garage. Unless there's some way they can zoom and enhance and see, like, the code you're entering on your code panel to get into said garage.
Well, none of that stuff's in frame, so I'm not. Okay. I don't care. Right. But well, it's like, but there's all these others that do this already. You do this with Nest. You already, it's just the same. So anyway, I was looking for an inexpensive, decent camera with good features. But I didn't want to pay $150 per camera, and I wanted to get like a bunch of them. So they recommended to me Wyze, W-Y-Z-E. W-Y-Z-E. They're $20 a piece. If you get them on their own website, you pay $5 shipping, so they're $25. If you buy them on Amazon, they're $25 with no shipping. It's a little weird, but whatever. Either way, they get their they get your $25 either way.
Right, right. Typical.
Few things I like about it. They're super easy to set up. Took seconds. No big deal. Piece of cake. The quality's really good. 1080p HD video. Night vision. I can talk to people. In fact, I'll do it here in the basement. So if I'm looking at them, I'm like, I see Nick over there playing Overwatch, and you shouldn't. I can go.
Oh, yeah. You did this while we were in Vegas. You yelled at Carter, and she gave you the bird.
Oop, do you hear that? Hold on. I'll do it one time. Hey, what's going on over there? You hear that?
Yeah, so that's coming from this. The calls are coming from inside the house.
And it's two-way, so I can say, Nick, what's going on? And he can answer me and, you know, whatever. Yeah, cool. They hate that, but whatever. They'll survive. It is so the whole point of this being an app slappy segment, I have all of those rooms right here on this app. Mm-hmm. And I've decided to do, let's see, I've got basement, garage, let's see, office, and kitchen.
Now, the one I'm seeing is an indoor for $25. That's what you're talking about?
That's the one. Yeah, I don't have an outdoor one. The garage is an indoor one as well. It's inside the garage.
Gotcha. But it does have night vision.
Correct. They all do. And so night vision's kind of weird and creepy. Like, I don't know how well you'll be able to see this, but this is the preview from last time I used it, so it's not actually active now. But there's a night vision shot of my office. And it's and it's creepy and stuff, but you can see like the lights on in there. Now, if I do it now, I'm going to get a refresh
color
on it.
Because it's, yeah.
Yeah, it should be. Oh, wait, it's still showing. Oh, no, it's not. What's it? Oh, it still thinks it's still that kind of black and white because I'm only the only lights on in here are these two direct lights on me. The camera's facing past them. So it's still doing it as if it's night in here. A better example would be, I mean, here's the kitchen. Let's see. Just got to click it and get in there. Okay. There it is. It's a nice fisheye view. So you get a good angle, you know, wider angle of the action. Of course, individual notifications per camera. So if somebody walks into frame, I'll know. I'll also know if the cat moves, I guess. You can adjust that sensitivity. So any of these kinds of things you'd expect. Adjusting sensitivity, having only a certain zone be active for notifications. Sure. So it's, if it's just the door that moves, I'll be notified, not the cat. All that kind of stuff. You can take pictures. You can share the camera with somebody else. So if you're like, hey, Kim, take a look at this, and I can send it to her. She can just click that link and see it without the app. The app is super easy to use. My only complaint I have about these cameras or this setup is that it's only mobile devices that you can check it on. So tablets and phones, Android or iOS, are the only places I can monitor this stuff. I can't do it over a web thing yet. They say they're working on that.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
There's security issues that they're concerned about, so I would rather them work that out. But right now, I don't have that option. And also, there's some third-party desktop options that let you see IP cameras around your house.
Yeah.
Depending on the brand or name. These guys are so new, they're not usually listed in those softwares yet, but that's coming too. So it's early yet for these guys. This is their 2.0 camera, bunch of new features, still only $19.99 or $25 on Amazon. Amazon only let me buy three because they're hot commodity. Wow. This says you can, right now
fell off the back of a truck hot.
They're like, you've reached your limit. So I went to their website directly and got the fourth one that way. Same price, so it was no big deal. Anyway, I love it. I think they're pretty great. So far, so good. And they're tiny. Those are small little squares, little white squares. And they have these cool magnet things that you can stick them on stuff. And they're just so easy and simple. I really like them. So well done, whoever recommended those to me in the first place. And now everybody out there knows it's Wyze, W-Y-Z-E. The app's free, of course, and there is no service to pay for. You're not paying some yearly thing. They may have an option to up your like permanent DVR on the cloud or something if you wanted. I don't need that. So free from here on out. And again, the cameras are only $25. So you can get four cameras, $100, you're done. That's less. That's $50 less than the other ones I was looking at. And I feel like feature for feature, I'm getting basically the same thing. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it does what you need it to do. And that's, you don't need all the extra.
Oh, and I should.
Amazon name.
Right, exactly. And I almost forgot. I did forget to mention there's built-in micro SD slot. So if you would rather record everything locally and have that, you can do that too. So there's that.
If you need it for, I don't know, court.
Court. Yes, he hit. I did not hit
investigations.
Her. Yeah, Judge Mark, I did not hit her. I would say, and then I would have proof.
Right? Oh, hi, jury.
Yeah. Oh, hi, jury. Anyway, that's me, Brian. What'd you bring
this week? I'm bringing a game. I'm making up for the fact that you don't have a game, and this is one that a listener recommended on Twitter. And I'm afraid, I'm sorry, I do not have the recommender's name. I'm the recommendee in this situation. He's the recommender.
I didn't have my guy either, so don't feel too bad.
Okay, well, now I don't. Now I feel pretty good about myself. This is a game called Solitaire Cooking Tower.
What?
As you might guess, I don't know if you'll be able to guess, but it's a solitaire game. It's your basic standard four tableaus and revolving deck of cards and build upon reds and blacks and alternating suits, etc., or alternating values, kind of solitaire. Mm-hmm. But it also tries to do a little bit of that tiny tower stuff and, I guess, cooking. It's not really like a Diner Dash kind of game, but cooking is in there because it's a tower full of restaurants. Okay. So here's the deal. The cooking, the tower and the cooking really are just kind of, I don't know, like a fancy plate to put the solitaire on. You're still playing just basic solitaire.
Okay.
But as you complete games, as you complete achievements, which I do, I like the achievement system. I like getting a set of tasks. Like today, my goal is to win 7 times, also have 7 wins in a row, and share my stats data 2 times. I hate achievements where you have to share something on Twitter or Facebook.
I know, I do hate that, yeah. Not a fan.
But here's the cool thing. I'm not logged into Instagram on my phone. Mm-hmm. So I just say, share to Instagram. And the game thinks I did it. But yeah. Instagram says, you're not logged in.
No, it's perfect.
Yeah.
I perfect. Love it. That's so a great way to get around it. Let me ask you a quick question about this. The graphic style is very paper cut out. I actually like that. Is it in practice? Yeah. Is it fun? I mean, is that a nice, is it fun to look at?
It is, and you buy new decks, and it's not just new card backs, but the fronts change as well, so you get different, you get puppy cards, and they have different puppies on them if they still say 8 of clubs and 7 of diamonds and whatever.
Yeah.
So here's where the tower business comes in. As you complete the menu, a 5-item menu for that restaurant in your tower, you unlock it, and now that restaurant is providing you stars and coins on a regular basis where you can use those to get new decks or buy new menu items or whatever. So the more you play, the more you unlock, and the faster you unlock other things, because now I've got a hot dog restaurant that's giving me stars every 30 minutes, and I've got a Mexican restaurant that I'm working on.
Oh, wow.
It is interesting. I was reading the online reviews for this. Mm-hmm. And someone says, it's very insensitive that your Mexican restaurant features a guy working there who is wearing a sombrero and has a mustache.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Go back to Mario. Go play Mario then. Where
exactly right.
That's fine.
Like, well, it's a Mexican restaurant. I mean, I guess, you know, if there's a French guy walking around with a baguette, I wouldn't feel very offended by that or whatever. It just,
right.
It was a funny thing to complain about on that review. However, anyway, as a solitaire game, it's good. It's solid. You know, it's fun. It has all the things that I like in solitaire, which is if you know where I'm going to drag that card anyway, let me just double tap on the card and have it go where I want it to go. Mm-hmm. Don't make me go through the process of dragging it there, mm-hmm. unless there's 2 different choices. And then if it automatically goes to one place, I can move it over to the other place and say, no, that's where I wanted it. That's what I want.
Yeah. I understand.
And
you know, it reminds me of, there's another one like this, except it's like Civilization. So you have solitaire down. It's almost exactly like this. There's solitaire and it's actual, just straight up solitaire down there. But every time you win a game or achieve a thing or whatever, up on top is like a chunk of land. And if you do well,
you take over somebody's land,
you get like a farm.
Nice.
And now there's a farm on your land. And then the next, like a little city builder, but you'd,
perfect.
Obtain things through playing solitaire. It seems like maybe now this is like a new subgenre.
I guess so. It's like solitaire and, mm-hmm. you know, when are we going to get our solitaire temple run or a solitaire mixed with Diner Dash or something like
sure.
that?
Sure.
You know?
I mean, one of my favorite games ever is Solitarica.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's solitaire, but it's also a special kind. I mean, it's mm-hmm. completely tweaked solitaire. But it's like a little RPG, and it's a roguelike, and it's fantastic, and mm-hmm. I'm always for more of those. There was one called Poker.
No, it was Blackjack.
Right.
Yeah.
We talked about it on here, I think.
We did. Yeah, you recommended it, and I grabbed it. I'm like, oh, this is great. It's like a Blackjack RPG game. I do still have it on here, I believe.
I do, too, somewhere. That was a pretty good one.
That was good, yeah.
But I like when you take a classic thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I'm going to do with this Go Fish deck that we're doing.
Yeah,
on
Sword and Poker was, there was one called
Sword
and Poker.
Poker. That's another one I was thinking of, yes.
But there is a Blackjack one.
Oh, Sword and Poker was great.
Yeah, that was really good.
And they stopped supporting it, and the guy stopped making it. But
oh, really? So if I tap on that, it'll give me that,
I don't
that
know.
New...
I don't know, actually. You should try it, because I haven't downloaded it in a long time.
I might.
You should see what happens, But I guess what I'm saying is I like taking an old thing and making it feel new again in a weird way. There's a great Warhammer 40K chess game that I like that's like that.
Nice.
So You have all the chess rules.
Solitaire Battle Royale? Maybe that's it.
Was that one? I don't know what that is.
I could have sworn it was something blackjack.
I thought it was blackjack also. And you,
yeah, so that might be another one. So, yeah.
Because
so.
You'd hit 21 and you'd crit everything. Remember that?
That's right, yes.
It was a cool game.
That's exactly right, yep.
Yeah,
oh, that's
I liked
awesome.
It. And if you blew it, you'd miss and then the enemy would get a hit. And it was a good game.
Right. Yeah.
More of that, please, developers.
Yes, exactly.
So much
anyway,
money
Solitaire Cooking Tower is my recommendation. Go check it out. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a solitaire game. You're building a tower. The tower gives you stars, and there's all that extra stuff. Churchill Solitaire. Still loving that.
That's always good, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well,
hard as hell, but it's good.
Everything you're describing, I'm into, so I'm going to get into it.
Cool. Before we get off of apps, it's kind of an app, but did you download Dead and Buried on your...
I did, but I haven't played it yet.
Okay, you have to let me know what you think.
It's right here, in fact. But yes, I downloaded it from bed on the phone last night. When I got down here and near it, it went, bloop, your thing is installed. And then I haven't had time, but I'm going to play.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Tina, the first thing Tina said when she saw me put the VR thing on, because I let her look at the that other thing I told you about, the ORBX.
Oh, right.
Those incredibly rendered, cool rendered things. Mm-hmm. I had her look at the one in Japan. I'll have to let you know the name of that one so you can look for it. But I put it on so I could kind of navigate to that place. And she says, ha, you look like that robot from Futurama.
Bender?
Bender. So what if it's probably the bald head too.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking you could just so easily put some white eyes on the front of that thing.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Just to, you know, like when you get a skateboard or a notebook computer or something, you start putting stickers or cool stuff on it. Yeah. Yeah,
totally.
Dude, that would go viral if we did a really good job.
That would totally. Oh, we should make the stickers to put on your Oculus.
Yeah, this is going to bug me now that we're, because now they're all hearing it. They're all going to do it.
No, they won't, because we by saying it, we've planted our flag in the ground.
Yeah. Have we? Is that how the internet works?
I don't know how that works.
No. Yeah, the internet works that way, where no one will steal your idea. I think we're okay. We're gonna take a quick trip with Dan. Dan, the tabletop man's got something for us. After that, we'll do your Twitter questions. We'll be right back.
Greetings, programs. It's Dan, the board game man, back with some more board game goodness. Today I want to check out some electronic games. As we know, Scott loves talking about things like Tales of Candlekeep, so I thought I'd talk about some electronic board games that are kind of out on Steam. Not necessarily on your iPad or on the iOS, but I thought I would talk about some that you can get on Steam right now. But there's two that are coming soon that I really want to talk about. First one is Terraforming Mars. This was the one by Stronghold Games. It was one of my games of the year a couple years ago. Man, it's a great game. Tons of fun. You can play versus the AI on the new one that's coming out. Probably should be out in the next couple of weeks from Asmodee Interactive Digital. It's going to be able to play AI and play multiplayer. And I think it's going to be fun to do in both ways. So it's going to be able to take you really quick through this game. So normally this game would probably take you about 2 to 3 hours, depending on how many players you have. But on the online implementation, I'm sure you'll be able to get through this in 30, 45 minutes, especially playing solo. If playing multiplayer, you probably play a little bit more. Now, I'm not sure if this is just going to be initially multiplayer on the same rig, or if you're going to be able to play this multiplayer online, but we'll see that once it comes out. But it looks really good. The interface looks real slick, and it looks like it's going to be really easy to pick up and get into, and it'll have a nice little tutorial as well. It's going to be Terraforming Mars. Another one that's going to be out real soon is called Scythe. This was the one, we've talked about this plenty of times on TMSPM before. This was one that it did just gangbusters, huge hype on Kickstarter. When it came out, the whole world loved it. It's pretty good. After a few plays, I found it a little bit boring, but it still has some fun. But playing it online could give it some life, since the turns are going to go a lot quicker, and the game should also be a lot faster, so it might not be that much downtime. So kind of gets rid of some of that boringness to it. The solo game might also make it a bit more fun, because maybe you can play this in 20, 30 minutes solo against an AI. Again, since it's overhyped to hell and back, it could be a bunch of people early on that'll be a lot more people on if it has multiplayer, so you'll be able to get a lot of people out on to play it. So that might give it a little bit of fun for you as well. But a couple games that are out right now, as opposed to Scythe and Terraforming Mars, which should be out in the next couple months. One is One Deck Dungeon that just came out. This one is from Handelabra Games, put this out. I think it's Asmati Games is who does the tabletop version. But this is a really good solo game. You could probably play it. I don't know if you can do it online multiplayer. It's listed as local multiplayer, but just play it solo. You can get through this thing in probably about 10, 15 minutes at most. But as you might remember from me talking about the tabletop game, this is going to be a game where you take one adventurer or two, and you're going to run them through a little dungeon. You'll have a mage, warrior, rogue, archer, paladin. There's a lot of different abilities that you have and different colored dice combinations that you'll have being these characters. And you'll go through the dungeon. You'll fight different monsters. You'll have to get certain rolls on your dice to be able to knock them out. You'll get some loot. You'll get to level up, and you'll see if you can get through the whole dungeon. Really fun, real quick. I think this will be a really good one. The only downside that to this one is it's $14.99 for such a simple game. I mean, I know it's a good implementation and the art looks great online, but man, $15 for a game that it's this quick. I don't know if it's worth it, but if you're rolling in bank and you just want to get it, $15 is on Steam. But I'd probably wait till it comes down to about $9.99 or even $5. I'm sure in these different sales you'll find it after it's been out a little bit. Handelabra is pretty good about putting different sales out there. The next one, an oldie but goodie. I want to talk about one from a while back. This is the Witcher Adventure Card Game. It's just a Witcher Adventure game. This is by Ignacy Cevicek, and the developer, of course, is also CD Projekt Red, just like The Witcher. But Ignacy Cevicek is the one that designed this game. This was out a while ago from Fantasy Flight Games. But what's cool about Ignacy is he's actually a Polish designer, and he also has Portal Publishing, which they put out Robinson Crusoe, and a couple other really good games that I think you should check out them as far as a designer, I mean, as far as a publisher goes. But this game, the Witcher Adventure game, puts you on a board that represents the all the wilds, and you go to different areas of the board, and you're going to do different quests. You're going to get different VPs out there. You're going to level up different skills. You're going to fight different monsters. And boy, it's really, really cool. And for a game that came out about three and a half years ago, it's really good. I think you guys should check this out. It's $10, and it gives you that real good tabletop feel on Steam. Not just one that seems like they just kind of threw onto Steam. Like you see some games that call themselves board games on Steam now. You really have to find those real good tabletop to Steam implementations, which are not necessarily the easiest to find, because everything, if you do a search for board games, you'll find a lot of weird ones. But check out the Witcher Adventure game. And again, check out One Deck Dungeon. And coming soon, check out Terraforming Mars and also Scythe. Hey, I'm Dan Dan, the Board Game Man. I'll talk to you guys real soon. I hope to catch up with you guys. Hope you had fun down in Vegas. Sorry I missed everybody. I had a bunch of stuff going on here, but hope you guys had a lot of fun. You can follow me on Twitter at GeekJockBlog, or check out the Geek All Stars podcast, and I'll see everyone next time.
And we're back.
Oh, that sounds fun. So that game just sounds so fun, like with the dice and the meeples and the chits.
Had meeples and the chits and the whatnot, mm-hmm. and the moving around the boards and the cards. Oh man,
the rules sound a little complex, but I think I could probably figure them out.
Apparently, yeah. We had the same kind of conversation last time we had a Dan segment, and the very first thing he talked about it after I put it in post was some car crashing and a whole bunch of people dying in it, and how his heart was with the people who had.
Oh God!
And I'm really? Thinking, oh my gosh, Dan, you got to give me some warning.
And we follow up with, "Wow, that sounds great! How fun!"
Yeah. So I don't know this new. I haven't heard the new one, so who knows? Maybe it starts sad too, but we'll find out.
Oh. Geez.
Anyway, let's get to these right here.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
These are your Twitter questions provided by you using the AskTMS hashtag TMS.
TMS.
Listen, you need to get me TMS and not lose your car keys.
You ever listen to TMS?
We called the dog Indiana. All right, Jack Wolf wrote in, says, you guys ever tried Soylent? If so, what was your conclusion? If not, would you try it? And does Coverville consider this a thickened liquid? Let's start with that. Do you?
I do consider thickened liquid, but somebody did send us each a bottle of Soylent and said, make sure you chill it.
Yep.
And we drank it cold, and it was thickened liquid, but it wasn't, it's just something about the medical.
Yes.
The medicalness of the thickened liquid.
It seemed like the kind of thing that you would pour on on somebody's cast to make it harden.
Right, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I just remember Soylent was not tasty. It was just did not, yeah.
You know, those people are crazy. I don't know how they do it. I know they have different flavors now and stuff, but...
Yeah. No, it's...
Forget it.
Why would you name your product your soy-based, plant-based, whatever, but man-made or you know, fabricated, mm-hmm. Whatever the word is, I'm looking, synthetic food, mm-hmm. Why would you name it Soylent? Why would you... It's like naming your ship Titanic.
Yeah.
You
know, well, yes, like, that's a great one. Yes, or it's like naming your anti-diuretic pill, diarrhea pill, like the shits. You know, like why would you do right. that?
Right.
Anyway,
naming your anti-diarrhea pill Taco Bell Grande.
Yeah, that's even better because that's more yeah. the contradiction. But they would answer this way:
there's different flavors that you can get.
I'd say that's not yeah. enough for me. Yeah. I don't care. Nope.
Sorry, I'm not going to dump the Soylent into the thing.
No.
Unless that thing is the trash.
Yeah, I'm not eating any more of that. Anyway, yeah. thank you, Jack. Peter Fisher wrote in. Whoops. Says this, did you get permission from My Extra Life to change its server to AWS? What? Did I get permission? I have all the permissions. I own the domain.
Yeah.
They don't get my domain.
Permission from My Extra Life to change the server.
They just destroyed my database, guys. That's all that's yeah. happened here. So yeah. I changed the DNS stuff to forward to the new thing. That's all. Midnight Breakfast wrote in.
Mm, already like it.
Yeah, this is good. Do you guys ever see mobile game? Oh, dude, like hash browns and bacon at night?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love breakfast for dinner. And midnight? Sure. Fine with that.
Mm. If I didn't have a big thing at Zuppa Toscana waiting for me, I would do it tonight. Anyway, says, do you guys ever see mobile games taking over console or PC games for Games of the Year candidates? Potentially, but I don't think there yet.
No, it has to be something. It would have to be something that is very inherent to that platform. Yeah. Like, it can't just be, well, something we've seen a bunch of other times on other platforms. It needs to be something like, oh, mobile is the absolute only way you could play this game, and it's compelling, and it's fun, and it's perfect.
Yes.
Then yeah, absolutely.
Same reason you see it on other platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could say, you know, you could argue, I mean, people argue, oh, the PC's best platform because you have all these options. Or others mm-hmm. would say, no, the Switch is because it's portable and you can do it on a console. Like,
right.
those arguments can exist, but the actual game experience has to transcend their platforms. And
right, exactly.
Nothing's quite done that on mobile yet. Not quite, anyway. It doesn't mean you can't find compelling experiences and content mm-hmm. there. There absolutely is, but I don't know. It's just not there yet. But I'm not willing to say it never will, because mm-hmm. whenever you start saying never, things happen.
Yeah. You know, speaking of which...
Yeah.
We're not really speaking of which. I'm just... I'm thinking of Dactyl Nightmare. What if there's a Dactyl Nightmare available for the Oculus Go?
Oh my gosh, dude. Dactyl Nightmare.
Dactyl Nightmare.
Remember that?
Game of the Year, Dactyl Nightmare.
There you go. I actually would argue the same question could be asked right now of VR and whether a VR title could be considered right. Game of the Year, and I don't right. think so.
No, I don't know. I mean, again, it would have to be something that's like, oh, the only way you could ever play this is with VR. You know, Zalex in the chat room brings up it would have to be something as big as Pokemon Go and actually stay around for a while.
Maybe.
Pokemon Go is a perfect example of this because you could not play. There's no way you could play that on a PC and have the same experience. You couldn't play that on a console and have the same experience. It needs to be on a mobile device. It needs there. You know, it involves AR if you turn the AR on, and as far as like and then actually stay around for a while or short term fad. Today, tickets went on sale for GoFest. Two-day event in Chicago.
Do you dare?
I would have if I honestly was planning on it until I found out that's the weekend my cousin's coming to stay with us, her and her husband coming to stay with us. So it's like, no, I'm not going.
I would have loved to have heard if they, because that was a nightmare last
year.
Oh,
such a nightmare last yeah. year. Yeah, they already have the things they've talked about doing. They're doing like a long trail. A trail that goes around the park. And there are several Pokestops and things and raids, and you just go around with a little group to each of those, and you start in one place and you move around as a group, which is brilliant because then they can kind of mitigate. They don't have 10,000 people all running to battle this one thing at this one place. They've got, you know, 100 people in this group or 50 people in this group or whatever. However, the tickets for this thing sold out in 6 minutes. It was like BlizzCon.
Oh, that's crazy.
Not quite as fast as BlizzCon, but.
Right. Still pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
so
we'll see
I was hoping to go and I couldn't go.
What's the month? When is it? August?
July 14th.
Oh, that is hot in Chicago.
Hot and muggy. Chicago is humid, my friends.
Yep.
So,
very humid. Very cold in the winter, very humid in the summer.
Going to be like a big sweaty Snorlax about 10 minutes into that thing.
All right. How about this here? This sounds cool. Have either of you, this is from Michael Fletcher. Have either of you watched a very special episode on Amazon Prime? That's the name of it, a very special episode.
Oh, a very special. I've not even heard of this.
He says it's 3 or 4 minutes per episode where he breaks down all the 90s shows that had special episodes. It almost sounds
and
like
it's
a podcast.
Amazon Prime? That sounds hilarious.
I'll bet it's one of those video podcasts that they hired up, like Drunk History and all that.
Yeah.
I'll bet it's one of those.
No, but I did watch a little bit of Driver's Education Scare Films.
Oh.
That's
what?
A thing that's on Amazon Prime.
What?
So it's like.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yes.
Dude, I was obsessed with those in high school.
Now you get to watch them all. Oh my God. They're gruesome.
What are they
Holy
called?
Cow,
Give me the
gruesome.
Names again. What is it?
It's called Driver's Education Scare Films.
Driver's Education Scare Films. There it is. Gosh, it took forever to autocomplete. All right. There it is. Oh my gosh. Oh, and they've got others. Classic STD films.
Oh, we're going to have so many great clips on TMS.
Oh my gosh. Police training films, feminine hygiene films, child abduction safety films. These are all like from the 60s and 70s and stuff.
Oh, fantastic.
Holy shit. I'm so excited. I shouldn't be this excited. I'm totally excited. And these are all on Prime.
Love it. Love it. We have finally found the use for Amazon Prime.
Oh, wow. Oh, there's motion in the kitchen. Someone must be here. Let's see who it is.
You spy on the kitchen.
I'm going to spy on the kitchen real quick here. Let's
see. While you're spying on the kitchen, you can answer a question for me. Do you have any food near you, Scott?
Yeah, I got those turtle things.
The pigs?
Or the pigs, so I keep seeing turtles. I like
turtles.
Because
you like turtles.
Children
have eaten three cookies. Fourths of the bag.
No, they eat the cookies that he gave us, the biscuits.
Oh, no,
I was able to snake one out of there as they were getting ready to chew it down. I said, nope, give it to me, and I ate it, so I can tell you it was really good.
Okay, well, I'm going to get those out. I'm going to have those tonight.
All right, so everyone look at these pigs. These are from Jamie in the UK.
These, right, the custard creams by Sainsbury's?
Yes, they're so good.
I can't wait to. Yay, I was excited about those. I
only got one. But see this pig here? Yeah. This is a pig.
Is that the last of your pigs?
No, I just opened it.
Okay.
I was able to keep them away from this one. Percy.
No artificial colors or artificial flavoring.
It's the internet, Granny.
So.
These are all little pig faces. They're not Peppa Pig. They're this other character named Percy Pig.
Percy Pig.
He's the poor man's Peppa Pig. And he's got these two little see-through ear parts that are gummy parts, and then the rest of them is like an opaque gummy.
Like a yogurt, probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to eat an ear.
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
No. That's quite nice.
I like gummy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What flavor is that?
Pig.
You know, I've had pork before, and it doesn't quite ring a bell.
Pork cracklins.
Mm. Yeah, that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I should stop doing that right now, though. I'm supposed to not be eating
it goes along with a TV show. And so the kids can sit there and watch Percy Pig, and then they can eat Percy Pig after they're done watching his show.
Can we get, not suitable for milk allergies. So it must have
yogurt or dairy or something,
some dairy in there. Sugar, glucose, pork. Oh, pork gelatin. What? Huh.
Really?
Really? Brian, it's the ultimate.
Well, they said no artificial flavors.
There's actual pork in that. That's weird. All right, that was a fun little break. Check this out. Car Tacos asks, make this the big finish.
Okay.
Obligatory yearly question. Whatever happened to Keith from Maine?
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea. Keith, are you listening still? Why don't you call in sometime again or just send me an email. Let me know you're alive or something.
Yeah, no kidding. That can't be our final question, though, because that was, you know.
Right. Oh, Morgan's here. Sorry, I'm looking at who's at the house.
Spying on the kitchen.
Totally. They hate it. The kids hate it. I'm sure. I'm not using it to spy, though. Just when we're out of town or whatever, except right now, I guess I was.
Right.
Anyway, there's your Twitter questions. Ask TMS hashtag is the one to use. Do not forget that you can vote on today's show title if you're in the chat room right now. Head on over to frogpants.showbot.tv and do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can suggest them and vote on them. You can do both. So do that, and I will try not to forget to add that before I leave. I always use them, but I forget to pick them while you guys are still here.
Right.
So we'll do that right after the show. That's going to do it. Patreon.com/TMS makes this extra episode a week possible. Please consider supporting us. Quick programming note, Brian is gone Monday.
I am. Technically, I'll be here, but we're having a new HVAC system installed Monday, and I think it's going to be noisy, and I think there could be there's potential for dropouts and connection issues or who knows what. So
yeah, so that's something we got to be mindful of. And then Tuesday, I get you for half the episode.
That's right.
But then you got to go do a thing. So I'm going to see if I can get Jury to do the other half with me, which is better than actually bringing Jury on separate because we'll probably go less time.
There you go. Right. Yep.
That's my thinking. I don't know. I'll talk to him. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, worst case is I just do the guests with just me and I do him like a normal guest. It depends on how much of a headache I want. That's the last day of my Kickstarter, so there's going to be a lot going on that day.
Oh, yeah.
I got to think of all that. Anyway.
Well, it's the last of your quick Kickstarter. You've hit it. It's not like you're waiting down to the minute like, come on, we just need $5 more. You've blown that thing out of the water.
Chat room says, what about Dunaway? Maybe, possible. I don't know. We'll think about it. But
Wannabo says, use the Crazy Neighbor Studio. That would be amusing. I wouldn't have my whole microphone set up, so I wouldn't sound as good.
Yeah.
But who knows what kind of contact I had getting there.
Oh, dude. You have all kinds of residue and stuff on things.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, possible Dunaway on Monday, but I don't know. I may use it to get some other stuff done. I don't know. You guys will not believe how much art I have to get done. I don't know. But anyway, frogpants.com/TMS is our website. You are welcome to head over there and check that out. None of that got ruined in the big hack. All the Frogpants stuff is fine, so go check that out. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email address. And on Twitter, MorningStream Scott Johnson and Coverville. Let's go out with a bang. You got some music?
I do. And this is one, because I came back so late from my bike ride, I didn't have a chance to go through the request. But I do know that I had a couple days open, today being one of them, where I didn't have a request specifically for this day. I was going to pull from April. Still might do that on Tuesday, but we'll see. We'll figure that out as far as what song I give you. Or if you just play a cover of Africa. Who knows? Who cares? regardless, this is one that I tried to play on TMS last year or earlier this year. And there was some reason that... my tooth hurts now from eating that pig.
Is it right in the one that's sensitive when you get a cleaning?
It is. It's exactly what it is. A little bit of sugar on that exposed nerve or something.
Yeah, little pork right there.
A little pork got in there.
Yep.
But this is one that I tried to play, and I think we had some technical difficulties, so it never made it into the show or into the podcast or the stream or anything. So you guys get it now. This comes from the Triple J Like a Virgin Volume 13, which came out last year. It's a cover of a song by Robert Miles. It's the cover of the song everybody knows by Robert Miles, the late, great Robert Miles. The band is Sleep Makes Waves. Here's their cover of Children.
We'll see you guys Tuesday or possibly Monday. I'll keep you informed, and Jeannie will tell the rest of you. Bye now. Thank you.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
That's a good question.